to hear me. Kick back and relax, making a float in the atmosphere. Ooh yeah. One pull, two pull, third pull, and me feeling irate, irate. Bung rips and video games, me soul just a flying free, flying free. Bob Marley on repeat, this reggae melody. We be jamming on the mic in a cannabis harmony.
We be jamming on the mic with it's the cannabis harmony. That's the fucking lyrics.
I start singing the one part it says, one pull, two pull, third pull got me feeling irie. Now look at my wife and I point to her and she'll be like, irie. All right, guys, I got a question. So my question of the day, my question of the week is, do you guys believe that there is only a certain level of high that you can achieve while smoking?
That's a really good question.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's always a threshold that you can never go past.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think that once you get to a certain point, like I thought for me, because I just started hitting extracts after 2016. I never hit extracts or anything like that before my time in the Army. Didn't even know they existed. But when I got out, there was like all these different edibles, different types of extracts that I had no idea about. So I was still smoking flower. I had no idea how to get the extracts. But even now, there are times that I smoke weed to like a cigarette. You know, I'll smoke like a cigarette. And I guess that's, you know, that's that threshold too, because you start smoking, you just say, well, I don't really feel nothing. This really just top strains. But then you get to the extracts and then the edibles. And then it's like, well, where do you go after that?
Crack.
Well, there was the cannabis.
I mean, how much further can you go?
Well, remember, do you remember the cannabis?
Yes, I remember cannabis.
Okay, you know, cannabis, you know, people were snorting crystal THC, and I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, Keef.
Yeah,
they're snorting Keef.
Basically.
They thought it was weird. But yeah, no, I think, you know, for me, yeah, there is a threshold. And once you get to that threshold, I mean, but then the question is, do you, when you get to that threshold, do you get that high that still when you reach the threshold, or you just get nothing at all?
I don't think that you receive anything else.
Now, I've gotten to the point where I've smoked myself sober.
Yes, I have done that.
Where it's like, you know, you just smoke and smoke, and all of a sudden, like, the effect is no longer even hitting you. So you just, like, sober the fuck out. Now it's just about, I don't know, satiating that oral fixation where it's just like, all right, something's being put in my mouth for me to pull. And, yep, like, that's about it.
Which is why I have a vape. I mean, that's why.
Usually, it has to come down to it. You know, you got to trade off. You got to trade off. Because if not, it's not the same high. You smoke flower consistently, or you're already used to that high. It's like the deal with tolerance. It's like, you know, you can only get so much, and then it switches off when you do the edibles and shit. You can only eat so many until you're like, feel a certain way, and then like you can keep eating, but you're only going to get sick after that. It's only going to fuck up.
And that's what we're going to discuss about our topic for today, if you guys wouldn't mind me introducing the episode.
Yeah. Let's go.
Today's topic is high inducers.
Yay.
And I have one to kick us off because we've all been smokers for a long time, both on the nicotine side of things and on the cannabis side of things. So my high inducer is nicotine, because if anyone knows that you're a smoker, anyone that listens to this podcast, that you smoke cigarettes while you smoke weed, it is said, this is like one of the biggest myths about high inducers for smoking weed. It is said that the nicotine in a cigarette can help elevate and make that high stronger than what it was originally. No, and I'm a big believer in that, because I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 13. That's around the same time I started smoking weed. Yeah. And the nicotine definitely did elevate that buzz. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, absolutely. Like to back off you, when I was younger, Newports specifically, menthol cigarettes, mm-hmm. were like the go-to. You know, you got a blunt, and then you made sure to get like two Newport Lucy's just to make sure that, all right, once we're done smoking the blunt, we're passing around the cigarette so we can all kind of keep the high mm-hmm. going. Like that was the thought going into it, was, you know, menthol cigarettes was it. Because I don't know, you can't smoke a Marlboro, at least when I was smoking, you couldn't smoke a Marlboro and be like, oh, I feel fucking great. Now it's like, man, my mouth tastes terrible right now.
I mean, there was also the group that was smoking the parliaments and putting crack in the fucking...
Oh my God, yeah. Those, the cloves? Remember the cloves? The cloves were another one.
Yes, I remember cloves.
I hate them. Fucking I hate the smell cloves. Of them. I hate the way they taste. They are disgusting. I hate them.
But I used to smoke those. What the fuck were they called?
Hedges.
No. What were they? The Al Capones.
Okay.
Oh,
the small cigars.
Yeah, the small little fucking mini cigarillos. Yeah, I used to smoke Al Capones.
Oh my God. See, that raw tobacco taste, I was never really that like hardcore of a fan.
Well, and that was around the time that flavors in nicotine or flavors in like certain tobacco products were starting to become a thing.
Yeah.
So the Al Capones always had that nice vanilla taste to them. That I always enjoyed, which is why I smoked them, because of the vanilla. And it went, and if you broke open an Al Capone and used it as a blunt wrap, you get the vanilla blunt wrap with the weed, and it just, in my opinion, intensifies the taste of the bud. So we used to get Al Capone, spend like $10 or $12 on two packs of Al Capones, and we had blunts for the whole week. God so, damn. Yeah.
God damn.
That's wild.
Well, on the topic of high inducers,
mm-hmm.
mangoes.
Who oh, else yeah, heard I of did hear one? About
that. Yeah. Who really? Else has heard of that one? Mangoes. Yes. They say yes. that not just mangoes, I think mandarins, clementines, oranges,
anything with a citrus.
Citrusy.
Yeah.
Or acidic in that way has a way of inducing a high. I remember eating a mango after smoking fucking a fat L, and I'd be like, yeah, I feel good. Like, I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, mango was one that I remember, which was, that was told to me by Mom Dukes. Mom Dukes was actually the one that introduced me to that one. So shout out to Mom for the old school remedies.
Yep. I was introduced to the whole citrus thing through an old friend of mine. His name was Jake. His mm-hmm. mom had introduced me to that. She's like, here, eat an orange.
Yeah.
And I'm orange, like,
what was it? Pineapples, another one. Yep. Anything like on that spectrum, like kind of helped the high.
Yep.
Or if anything tasted way better while stoned, who knows? Yep. But it was good. What about you, Sanch? What you got?
What you got, bud? Oh.
Asphyxiation.
Oh, God. Yeah, of course.
No. Well, no, you know what? You're not wrong. Holding your breath, holding the smoke in. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Does. Very well known to.
But the way he said it, it was just.
Well, yeah, it sounded like overtly sexual at that point. Expectation.
No, I just want to say the only time that I've ever had like some type of high inducer with the citrus is when my wife put a grape for the rum my. And she's laughing over there. I just turned around and she's like, what?
Interesting.
A high inducer for me would be just choosing the right strain. I mean, I'm at a real point right now that I just feel like hitting like one of these pens. I got these ghost pens, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe hitting one of these, take a small hit. Maybe, you know, same thing with the nicotine or hitting a vape, you know, get that nice little cool energy. And then, you know, then you get the heat source in when you're smoking the blunt. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. I feel like that's a good one. I know that sometimes a shower. I really enjoy, like,
yeah,
at night. I take a nice shower.
I mean,
so on the shower thing, I'm actually on the opposite side of that. A shower actually lessens my high. It causes my buzz to lower when I get into a shower, because my body is starting to feel naturally relaxed, that it doesn't pick up on the cannabinoids in my body as mm-hmm. quickly. So it lowers my high. So when I get out of the shower, I have to smoke more to reach that level that I was before I got one.
Shit.
That's just me personally.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's one thing to definitely get out of the way, like, right from the start. It's like the inducing definitely is the same way with mm-hmm. a person's tolerance in general. Like,
yep,
nobody gets high the same way. Like,
yep.
You know, and that's, I mean, actually, we all get the sensation of, you know, feeling lifted, but we all get stoned differently.
Yeah, the fuck is that? So I wanted you gave me this, actually. So,
oh shit!
One thing that we don't really talk much about is terpenes.
Yes,
you know, how some products, like filters like this, mm-hmm. they include the terpenes and the flavored terpenes for you to, you know, have while you're smoking. You know, and mm-hmm. and it really does help. I have a perfect example. I had a King Palm blueberry tip. It was either blueberry or banana or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you crush it like the old Camel Crushes, and it gave you like this nice flavor. And with the flavor, you would get a nice inducing high. You know, it would really pull it out of you and make you feel really good. And at the end of the blunt, you're just like, wow, that was really good.
Well, shit.
Well, we brought up tolerance a lot in this talking. So that's another thing, is a person's tolerance could definitely be a high inducer, because the lower your tolerance really depends on how much you smoke. So people with low tolerance tend to feel higher than some people who have been smoking for longer.
Very true.
Can we touch on that for a second? And I want to specifically call out the 55 and older age group, because I have seen, like, listening to the radio shows, and even like, I my wife told me of someone that she knows recently who is older, who eats gummies, probably just gummies. And I'm hearing that a lot of the older crowds enjoy the edibles, more specifically mm-hmm. gummies. Mm-hmm. And I want to be that high.
Yeah, facts.
You know? And it's like they don't pass that threshold because they just stick to the gummies or, you know, whatever the edible is, instead of having to smoke it. And it's actually kind of admirable and kind of interesting to see. And
I just feel like the older gen is more responsible with it. Like, they know, you know, how much they need to smoke in order to just feel what they need to feel and get, you know, do what they need to do under that, you know, under that influence issue.
Yep.
Like, for us, like, it's always been the same thing. Like, you know, we got the weed in front of us. We're going to fucking smoke it. Like, it's going to get smoked. Like, one way, like, it's gonna get smoked. So it's like, I guess I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain. Where it's like, you know, we're more careless when it comes to the bud, like, as connoisseurs, you know, as guys that, like, actually enjoy just the feel of smoking, not just the high, but the actual aesthetic of smoking in general. So it's a difference, you know what I mean? Like, I enjoy smoking over, you know, eating something and feeling the high. Like, I like the physical action of, here's my fucking bong, here's my, like, I like going through this process. This feels like, even what Sanchez is doing, I don't smoke joints like that because I smoke cigarettes. So it's like, I don't want to, like, overdo it and make it feel like I'm doing the same thing consistently. I guess it's more of a mind thing, to be perfectly honest.
I feel that thing too, because, like, you know how, like, back in the day, like, from the 20s to, like, the 50s, like, 70s, like, smoking was cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like I always had, like, growing up, I've been smoking since I was, like, maybe, and I'm talking cigarettes specifically. Like, I've been smoking since I was, like, 12 or 13, which is really fucking bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
That's 20 fucking years. Oh my God.
It's a long same fucking time.
You know?
Same.
And dude, it's just like the fucking threshold. Mm-hmm. You know, the threshold is really the double stuffing of it all, because like, now here's my question for you guys. Do you know when you're getting to the threshold?
I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can feel it. When I start to get like that, if I'm smoking an indica, as soon as I start to feel that body high is when I'm like, okay, I think I'm good. And then I let it coast out for about an hour. And if it's, and if I start to feel it like die down or wear off, then I'll take another couple hits, let that fucking simmer for a minute or two.
Yeah.
And I'm normally good after that. But when I'm smoking, it takes me a little longer because I want to feel that head high. And if I don't get that, it makes me want to smoke more.
What do you prefer?
I prefer indica. Hybrid,
I'm talking like a head high or a body high?
A body high. Absolutely. I prefer a body high.
Gio?
I would say body. Like, when I smoke, like, I smoke sativa. I'm a sativa guy. I like to be active when I smoke. I like to do shit actively when I'm stoned and shit. I just like the sensation and the creativity behind, you know, being able to focus on one thing at a time and shit. But yeah, if I'm looking to get like really fucking stoned, I wait for like my legs to start like giving out while I'm sitting down. You know what I mean? Like once I start feeling that feeling, I'm like, all right, I gotta lay the fuck down. Once that feeling's in, it's like, all right, bet.
Yeah.
I don't need to smoke no more. Like, I'm good.
I'm good.
But I'm actually the opposite. I prefer a head high.
Okay.
Prefer to feel like my hair is being pulled all the way straight back and my face is being stretched like a pancake.
Jesus Christ.
like that head high is fucking awesome. Like I want to be stuck. You know? Like I want to be,
I can get stuck off of a body high.
Oh, I know you.
Absolutely.
I know.
You got first-hand experience.
Yep, first-hand experience.
Sanchez is a witness, man. Oh, my God.
Look back to our episode where I was actually there in person. That was actually a really good one. Just want to go ahead and throw that one out there.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Oh, dude. So what about positive and safe environments and mindsets? Do you think that could be a good high inducer?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And because I've always felt more comfortable being super stoned around someone who I smoked with instead of being with someone who doesn't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me feel more, it's more of a euphoric feeling for me.
Yeah.
So
do you guys feel like you have different highs in different places? Like,
yes,
we smoke at home normally, right?
Yeah,
stay here and we smoke. But like, for example, when I was at Gio's house, I was fucking rocked, and not because of the ice cream scoops, but because just different environment, you know.
Yep. Yeah, nah. Like a good example of that would be, all right, I could smoke at home and be, you know, perfectly fine, like function, you know, the way I do. Now the difference between me smoking at home and then me smoking before, say, like a performance, when I would fucking do the stage shit, I used to smoke to kind of mentally prepare myself to get out of, you know, my normalcy. So it was like, all right, I'm preparing to basically entertain. Like, this is the reason why I'm smoking. Like, I didn't like the feeling of going up on stage and not being high, because I felt like if I wasn't high, I wasn't giving 100%. Like, I wasn't going as off as I usually would when I was stoned, because I don't know. I guess it was the sobriety holding me back from like thinking I'm gonna make a fool out of myself.
A lot of musicians say that too. A lot.
Yeah, you know what I mean. That. But that's probably like my best example as far as like a difference in scenario with the high. Like, I got more of a very crazed, energetic high, like just before performing, in comparison to smoking the same shit here at home, where I don't get the crazed energy, but I still get like that motivation or that drive to want to do something. You know what I mean?
Yep. I always feel better. Like, I like smoking at home. It's my safe zone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that. But if I happen to decide that I want to go to a park or I want to go to like a nature reserve because there's a bunch of them down here near me.
And you can't smoke in national parks or parks in general.
It's not a national park. I got away with it fine. Nobody checked on me. I was okay. I promise.
Listen, we've all
We've all smoked
at the park, and I'm not talking about the park with the school down the block. We're talking about like big old.
I've smoked at school. The fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
I think all of us at one point or another have done that 1,000 feet of a school zone fucking thing. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
We've all smoked within a thousand feet of a school zone.
Or smoke with an educational administrator.
Yeah, that too.
Or had one of them sell you weed.
I have to say, me smoking at school was the best high that I have ever had.
No names mentioned, but yeah.
So
I had a teacher sell me weed. In high school, hoorah!
Talk about a high inducer. I remember the first time I smoked with my sister.
Oh God!
And she lit me up. I remember I was just telling my wife the story a few weeks ago when my sister was here that. My sister lit me up, and I was so – and it was right before, like, first class. Mm-hmm. And at first, I wasn't even high. I was just – you know, I smoked it. I smoked with my sister. She lit me up, whatever. And me and her didn't even talk like that then, you know? We hated each other like every brother and sister does. I get into class. I am fucking rocked out my mind, bro. I'm sitting there during history class, and they're saying something about fucking Hammurabi or some shit like that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like this.
Not even
engaging. And I remember one of the dudes that was smoking was in my class. I think he used to when we were in school suspension, he said his name was Chris Cross, and he got more in school suspension for that too. But I remember turning around and looking at him, and he was like, "Yo, you're fucking high."
Nope.
We don't condone this, by the way. This is not condoned. And if you're under the age of 21, you shouldn't be watching this podcast anyway.
No, you really shouldn't be. This is not for children.
We have a disclaimer for a reason.
Yep.
You know, every episode there's a disclaimer. There's a reason why we spoke legally in our great states. But anyway, do you guys ever consider THC and CBD ratios?
Okay. I've always been a fond believer of if it gets me high, I don't give a fuck what it is.
That was my dad, dude. My dad was the same way. Just get me stoned. I don't care what it is.
Like, I don't care what it is, where it came from, how it was grown. Like, just get me stoned. Now, I was like that for a long time up until...
There's always an up until.
Dispensaries opened up and options were made available.
Yes.
Once options were made available, then I started looking more into, the percentages and things like that. And kind of like getting a hold of, you know, what strain and like what, you know, what worked for me better as far as like the kind of weed that I felt that had the most effect on me, which was, you know, sativas and shit. Like indica has an effect on me, but it has an effect I don't like. I fall into a coma. Yeah, I fall into a fucking coma. It's like me eating that fucking cheddar broccoli macaroni shit. Puts me in a fucking coma. I don't know why, but it does.
Well, then here I have a question to segue off of that. When you actually go to a dispensary, I know that we're going to get a bunch of people that do this. Yeah, I do this. Do you guys always like go for the highest percentage? Or do you like, okay, see? I don't.
For the highest percentage and the strain that, like, I guess ties in with what I like, sativa.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I don't. I try and find a medium percentage. I like a medium percentage so that way I can actually, you know, feel my high but still be functional because going for the highest percentage for me,
it's going to put me
in a weak coma every time. Doesn't matter what the type of strain
I'm super picky. And like when I mean super picky, like if I'm in your house and you're rolling a blunt, don't let me look at your weed because I will criticize it. Because I don't look at percentages, I don't look at stuff like that. And the only reason why is because I've gotten to a point where I'm visually induced by by the look of some of these strains, like Sour Diesel, is one of the sexiest strains I've ever seen in my life. Okay. And in saying that, it is fluffy. It needs to be fluffy. And when I mean fluffy, it needs to be fluffy to the point that I could peel the leaf off of the bud. And yes, that's possible. Yes. That's possible. It's very real, guys. It's very real. I know you guys don't get weed like we do, but it's real. Okay.
It is a possibility.
You know?
It is a possibility.
You know, no, but I mean, I could agree too. Yeah, I like to make sure the flower looks appealing,
a little bulby.
Yeah, like show me some crystallization. Show me some colors. Like, what was it? I think it was called Pink Runts. That was the name of the strain, and it was
my mom just
dark
had that.
As all hell. I'm talking about the most purple, dark looking.
Oh yeah,
like, really.
When
bright,
I first saw it,
dark, like holy shit.
When I first saw the bud, I was like, is that Granddaddy Perp? Because that's literally what it looked like.
That's what it looked like.
GDP. It looked like GDP.
Fucking purple leaves. Everything. I loved it.
Can you imagine?
What was the other one?
Can you imagine for Christmas again, and then you open up and you think it's coal? It's like, no, motherfucker. it's Pink Runts.
Shit.
Bitch.
Dude, nah, Pink Runts was definitely a good smoke. Like, it was smooth as hell, but. It was just the look of that bud itself was immediately appealing.
So my last inducer that I have.
I have one more too.
Yeah, is water.
I haven't heard that.
No, and I say water because I drink a lot of water before smoking because I like a smooth hit. You know, and I have, you guys hear me all the time. I cough like a motherfucker sometimes. You know.
Guilty.
Yep, and I get called out on it, and you guys should be screaming at me, telling me to drink water. You know that's
we do.
Tell you to shut the fuck up.
That's cool. Quietly
or cough like a man.
Yeah,
yeah, cough.
Yeah,
because like
I cough like this.
Yeah, seriously, it sounds like he's like calling for help when he coughs.
Sound like a whimpering deer is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's bad. I cough really bad, guys. They're being serious. This is not a joke.
No, it's not.
and in saying that, especially before taking dab hits, take a good sip, take a nice dab hit, and sit back. Don't hold your hit in because dab hits are not meant to be held in. You smoke it, you smoke it as far as you could get it in and get it out. And I'm telling you, it'll be so much smoother with water. And I feel like that the water induces the high a little bit because not only do I get that nice little, you know, that smooth hit, but when it comes out, it's like I get a nice little taste of it too, like a burp.
All right. Now, my other inducer is something that I say consistently. You guys hear me say it more than enough of times. You don't get off unless you what?
Cough.
Exactly. So coughing. those coughs definitely induce the high. You get definitely feel 10 times higher after I finish a good little cough sesh.
Yep.
You get that one good cough.
Oh,
that makes you like,
it's like you're having a fucking stroke.
You feel like you're going to fuck up.
One of those. Where the smoke is still crawling out of mouth while you're one of those. And then your eyes get red, your fucking beads of sweat falling down your shit. That's
crying.
The fucking off session I like.
You're fucking crying.
Yeah, where you got people around you like, hey, you need me to call somebody? Like, that's the cough.
Does it ever get that bad that you just let all the sweat and the tears just drip so you can enjoy the high for a second?
Oh yeah, dude. I'll sit here and just everything just dripping into a bucket underneath. I don't give a fuck. I want to get high. Man. I'm gonna die until I can get there.
Debs, what you got?
I don't know, man. Nothing gets me like super buzz, but a good conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Because yeah. I'm sorry, the best times that I've ever felt like while smoking stoned and stoned as fuck is when we're all chilling off air in our Discord, just bullshitting. That is yeah. the best.
It's like, definitely a good inducer. Yeah. Yep. Man.
Missing out I on actually agree. Every single time.
I know we do, but still.
Especially you know, after 11 a.m. every morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Once it turns 11 a.m., it's like when shit. You know.
Oh yeah, we don't hesitate. It's not even like yep. a minute after.
But I appreciate you guys respecting my role. Thank you.
I said
once so that hard. 59 second mark hits just before the fucking 11 mark, what? I'm already prepping my fucking holster. I'm unbuttoning it from the side. I'm getting ready to shoot.
Because he's had five things backed up since 9 a.m. in the morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Just stashed.
We'll be right back right after this.
There we go.
I don't know what the hell happened there.
You forgot you had control over our voices, you motherfucker.
God damn it. I had said something too. God damn it. Shit.
So no, yeah, it's because the video it went longer than it was supposed to. I gotta cut out the ending of that. But yeah, guys, we got new merch available. Make sure you get your new merch today.
Yes.
It's really nice stuff. There's the gigawatts one and and we're back too, and you see it up there. It's the pause for the cause.
Skudding.
And we have a really damn it. Good.
And we have a what?
We had a really good cause today that Dabs wanted to bring up.
Word. And what causes that?
What causes that? What happened now? What?
You don't remember?
No.
Male erectile dysfunction.
Shut up.
So what Dabs wanted to convey to you guys who listen to the show, that no matter who you are,
this show is
for you. Go ahead, do it.
Yep. All right. So I know that we normally thank our fans and stuff like that during Pause for the Cause. So I want to start off by saying thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We accept all of you. Doesn't matter if your sexual orientation, what your pigment color is, what you do, how you make your money, whatever. You're out here every Tuesday hanging out with us, listening to us be weird, talk bullshit, smoke, and we accept all of you, and we appreciate every last one of you that comes through and hangs out with us on a Tuesday. And I know it's in the middle of a work week, and it's very difficult for those who work in 9 to 5. We air at 10, but we appreciate it. All the platforms, make sure you check us out. We're on YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, Amazon, all of that. I would like for us to try and get on Anchor. I feel like that
we are on Anchor.
We are on Anchor. Okay, well then there you go. I was corrected.
It's not called Anchor anymore though. It's a Spotify for podcasters.
Oh, so it's Spotify.
Woo.
It's Spotify. Well,
to piggyback off of what he's saying, acceptance, all that great stuff, but we will judge you on the type of weed you smoke.
Yes, we will do that. That is what we will do.
Is that fucking bitch ass cough? God damn it. Cough like a man.
Oh, so no.
The fuck, what?
Oh, God. We want to smoke with you.
The you know,
we want to smoke with you guys. So just
you cough like a crying baby deer, Sanchez.
Because I am. I'm the Bambi. I'm the one that doesn't die.
I'm the Bambi.
Wow.
Oh God. Don't you ever disrespect my second favorite Disney character like that again. Don't you ever
oh
do
my
that.
God.
You'll be okay.
Second
You'll
favorite. Okay. Who's your second first? Favorite?
Aladdin.
It would be you fucking
you I've always been a Darkwing Duck kind of guy, but hey.
I mean
he's like fifth on my list. I like
Darkwing. You're not wrong with DW. Though.
No,
I wanted to ask you guys, because so we had the high inducer conversation, but yeah. I want, you know, to kind of like kind of end the show. I wanted to know what kind of because we're gonna do the spin the wheel in a minute. What yeah. kind of what do you think is like a good like game or like type of music to listen to when you're high? Like what's your go to? Yeah.
Okay, so
I like.
Okay, so I listen to pretty much damn near everything, but if I'm getting into the right mindset to do something while I'm smoking, I normally listen to artists like Twisted, Cottonmouth Kings, Potluck, underground stoner hip hop is normally what I listen to. Mm. I enjoy the beats because they're very on that West Coast style stoner rap, which I really do enjoy. And if not, I do listen. Recently, I've been listening to Sleep Token and Bad Omens while I smoke. I enjoy their music while I smoke too.
Poor souls, by the way. Poor souls.
Yeah, I'm, I fall more into the genre of like. I mean, same ordeal. I listen to everything. I usually let my playlist just fly. But if I'm selecting personally, I like to get as mind tingly as possible. So a lot of djent, technical, progressive shit like that, just to tickle the mind as much as possible. Shit like Carnival or even fucking Tesseract, shit like that. Just to like really fuck with the audible. I just like hearing a bunch of shit. It's, I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, for me, I like listening, like when I'm stoned, I just love listening to a lot of first wave, like Depeche Mode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like
that's my playlist, time, yeah.
Yeah, like every time Don't You Want Me Baby comes on, like I just, I love that type of music. I that's like wow. And you do too. That's like some of your favorite.
Dude, are you kidding me? Once Sunglasses comes on, Sunglasses at Night comes on my fucking playlist, I mark out. Like I grab my shit and I'm like, let's go. Let's fucking
yeah,
go.
Like, I sit there and I'd listen to that stuff and I get super hyped up with it. But guys, you know, oh God, no, you're not supposed to spin.
You spun it, you bastard.
Sorry about that. All right, so
look at him. Spinning,
ladies and gentlemen,
you pre-spun. You and your yes, damn pre-spun.
And guys, this is the time, okay?
To... is that a porn?
Time to making porn? Spin that wheel. Nope, not until 11 p.m.
Okay. All right, cool. Oh, that one's p.m.
We made other rules that we won't repeat on the air.
Fair enough. Yeah, let's not. All right. So what we got on the wheel? Let's see.
So we have updated the wheel. We've added so many new things and updated it, and we're gonna see what happens. We're gonna roll the dice, and I added more spin agains.
Let's go. Okay. Let's go.
So we're spinning, and we're spinning, and we're spinning, and we're. No!
Oh my God!
Ladies and gentlemen,
that means we're gonna have to
be fun.
We're gonna have to stream some more, guys.
Yep. So
we gotta stream some more.
Prepare, it's damn BRVG board is so bright.
Yeah, dude, turn it off.
So, I mean, you guys, you know what? Come catch us this week. We're going to stream some GTA. We love GTA. We love the game. I don't there's nothing that's going to take us away from that. We get to talk about so much about it, from the early days of what it was to what it's about to be.
Yeah, for real. We got GTA 6 dropping.
GTA Online, GTA RP, GTA RP before RP was out.
Yep.
Ooh, and I have cool. a whole lot of history about that.
Yeah.
Because I was then, a part of then, that PS3
yeah, RP and community. Then you got me, who was in the 5M community, and...
Yep,
you know, and then oh my god! So guys,
yeah, it's gonna be a good episode.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited.
Thank you so much. This is gonna be fun. I'm actually very happy that GTA was chosen, because I bet you if I was screen sharing when I first accidentally spun the wheel, I bet you it wouldn't have been GTA. It probably would have been. I don't know, the fall of E3. Some shit like the fall of E3, you know, because we choose all our topics, and if you have a topic. Give it to us.
We will put it on the wheel. We'll throw that shit right on the wheel.
It has to be about cannabis or video games.
One of the two.
Yep. And it could be as R-rated. You know, we could talk about that one game, you know, like sex with. Like, we could talk, you know, there's just so much. Like, so much, so much.
There's a lot of games. There's a lot of games that we don't want to talk about right now.
Yeah. So, final thoughts?
Next week, you better tune in and keep your eyes peeled on the merch store. This spring, we got some drops and bangers coming in. And this spring, 3 weeks, guys. 3 weeks, they're up on the store. After 3 weeks, they're gone. So make sure you're in that store buying those limited edition pieces as soon as they're up. And, of course, we'll let you know when they are.
Yep, that's right. Dabs?
Again, thank you guys for tuning in every week. We appreciate it. The regulars and stuff, you guys know who you are, and you know that we appreciate y'all. Also, shameless plug, I do stream on weekends. Please come tune in to my Twitch streams, twitch.tv/strangedabsgaming. There's no G at the end of that. Please don't try and search for it as Strange Dabs Gaming, because it is not Strange Dabs Gaming. It is Strange Dabs Gaming. Gaming. But yes, please come through to my Twitch and hang out with me. I would greatly appreciate it.
Don't be a bitch about it. Just do it.
Let's all smoke together, guys. Have
One last tip before we go.
Oh yeah.
One more
hit before we go.
Okay. Pause for the off.
Hang on. See, I'm not
always,
there yet.
Always calling and then fucking it up.
I know. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
You're lucky I didn't take it a lot, though.
Okay, let's go.
You didn't take it a lot? All right, take it all. Take it all in. All of it. See you next week, motherfuckers.
See you next week.